Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Sound Synchronicity on Now Time Radio.
All aboard!
From the East, House of Light, may wisdom dawn in us so we may see all things in clarity. From the North, House of Night, may wisdom ripen in us so we may see all from within. From the West, House of Transformation, may wisdom be transformed into right action so we may do what must be done. South, house of the eternal sun, may right action reap the harvest so we may enjoy the fruits of planetary being. Above, house of heaven, where star people and ancestors gather, may their blessings come to us now. Below, house of earth, may the heartbeat of her crystal core bless us with harmonies to end all war. From the center, galactic source, which is everywhere at once, may everything be known as the light of mutual love. Ayum Hunabku Eva Maya E Maho. Ayum Hunabku Eva Maya E Maho. Ayum Hunabku Eva Maya. A ma ho.
Lakesh, and welcome to all our listeners out there across the planet. My name is Makua Ray, and you are listening to Sound Synchronicity on Now Time Radio. I'd like to also welcome our co-host in the house, Brother Bilal Samadhi, and Lakesh Bilal.
In Lakesh, my brethren, Alakim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Here we are, yet another wonderful opportunity to share with people worldwide in this frequency of love and gratitude in the 1320 consciousness. So we certainly, again, welcome everybody to Sound Synchronicity on Now Time Radio. Thank you for tuning in to this station. Thank you for tuning in to your truth. And we're going to go ahead and get right into it. We have an incredible show tonight. I'm really happy that we're going to welcome Atlanta-based musician and community organizer Rashida Ali to come join the conversation shortly. And we also have good brother Jacob Wyatt, also known as Red Rhythmic Dragon, the operations manager for the Foundation for the Law of Time. Really excited to have him on tonight as well to help expand and expound upon some of what we talk about on this show regularly, and that being the natural time science of synchronicity. Brother B, what's the signature for today? What's the signature for today?
The signature for today, is Ken 71, and it is Blue Rhythmic Monkey in the White Rhythmic Wizard Year. It's a Overtone Moon Day 6. And the affirmation for the day is, I organize in order to play. Balancing illusion, I seal the process of magic with the rhythmic tone of equality. I am guided by my own power double.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds about right.
I feel it.
Speaking for myself, I know that the energy has sort of been an interesting up and down the past few days. In fact, a lot of divergent and convergent energies coming together, as well as going in separate directions. And that's some of that balancing of the illusion that today's signature speaks about. What ways are you able to relate to this energy even today?
I'm feeling some of the same vibe, you know, just balancing the illusion. Also, I'm feeling like the rhythmic tone of equality. Like today, I've been really tapping into like pretty much like my true self, you know. And once you tap into your true self, it's like it doesn't feel like it's above anyone or below anyone. There's a rhythmic tone of equality right there, you know. And I've been feeling that, you know, today. I've been really feeling it. So, yeah, that's how I'm feeling it right now.
Okay. Now, for some of the listeners that might be new to this show, or even this concept of natural time based on the Mayan Vulcan, when we look at today's signature, Ken number 71, that's to say that it's number 71 out of 260 different potential signatures. And the color blue for the Blue Rhythmic Monkey, the color blue represents the direction of the West, which in this science is considered the direction of transformation. So there's a lot of that transformative energy. Rhythmic is the tone of equality. It's the tone of organization. So there's a significance there. And monkey is the tribe of illusion and magic and playfulness. Monkey represents the child. And it's interesting also that today is Universal Children's Day. I didn't realize that until I took a look inside the Star Traveler's Almanac. The Almanac of Synchronicity. Today happens to be Universal Children's Day. And they give a quote here, tell the children the truth. A quote by none other than Bob Marley. Indeed. And there's a correspondence of the monkey tribe according to the science, with the planet Venus. So it's a beautiful thing that we have this opportunity to share and to go a little deeper into this science with people. We're also, as you said, in the white rhythmic wizard year. So this is a year of equality, of organizing to really embody, to manifest our essential quality. So with that being said, I think that that's definitely a fortuitous energy for the day. As we realize, we're near the end of the day today, but I'm sure as people reflect, they can sense some of what is contained in today's energy, for sure. I definitely know I can. It's also interesting because today happens to be the solar birth date of Edwin Hubble, born in 1889. And in 1923, Hubble is the one who essentially opened our eyes to the fact that ours is not the only galaxy in existence. So he opened our eyes in the sense of the contemporary mind, although many ancient peoples have known this for a very long time. But as far as the conventional Western world of science and being able to measure and prove things through science, Edwin Hubble is responsible for that. And quite honestly, it's largely thanks to the Hubble Space Telescope that we count at this point at least 125 billion galaxies. Let me say that again. Not only are we not alone, but there is at this point been the measurement of at least 125 billion galaxies. That's mind blowing. That's mind blowing. Wow. You know, and I don't know about you or other listeners. I have thoroughly enjoyed the photos that I'm able to find online when you Google Hubble Galaxy or any of those kinds of images, knowing that these are photographs being taken of this incredible universe in which we reside. And
yeah, even Google Space as well. That's another one that's nice.
Yeah, Google Space is incredible too. And then there's even the recent video that I've been posting on Facebook and to some of the groups that I belong to. I've been posting video footage that was filmed on the International Space Station back in August, October. And this film literally gives us a view, for the first time, a view of the auroras from space. The auroras. I mean, just imagine that. Be able to actually see the auroras from space is an incredible experience. Just, you know, in the land of video and technology alone, it's amazing. So just
to be able to, for a moment,
where
watch
we live.
That full screen as well, it's like it's an experience, you know. And looking at things like that, it's always mind expanding. And you know, the more you can expand your mind, I think the better, because you know, you don't want to just be confined to this small, you know, playing field. Once you expand your mind, you realize the greater you, you know, and expansive self, you know, which is definitely necessary and powerful.
Indeed, and I think you said it correctly. This being a playing field, today being a Blue Monkey Day, where it's all about playing. And the energy today is recognizing that as we organize in order to play, in order to let that child, that essential child within, express itself, then we can literally balance this illusion, this world of illusion, because in truth, there is more than enough for everybody. You know, we live in a world right now where there's a lot of expression in the global Occupy movement about the inequities, about the fact that a certain small percentage has been lording over the resources and the plenty that really could be equalized, it could be shared, were that the spirit and the intention of those that are lording over these energies and resources. So we continue to hold an energy in ourselves and for all of our brothers and sisters around the world who right now are doing their very best to organize in order that all children might play, that all children might have what's necessary, what's required, that nobody has to really go without, you know. And in that, that's part of why we're here on the planet right now. I'd like to go ahead and play a little music right now. We're going to welcome our first guest shortly. And in the meantime, we're going to play a song from a New Zealand band known as Fat Freddy's Drop. And this song is called Step Out of the Rush. So come on and step out of the rush with us. Thank you for tuning in to Sound Synchronicity on Now Time Radio. That is Fat Freddy's Drop with Step Out of the Rush on Sound Synchronicity.
Yes, yes. I just want to mention, you know, this ties in with the name of that song, Step Out of the Rush. As I look at the affirmation for today, and it starts out, I organize in order to play. Now, in my mind, the first thing I think of when I think of organize, I think of using my mind to sort out everything, all of the mess and the clutter that's going on in my mind, you know, and in my life. But as I noticed today, you know, I have a nice little temple that's near my house. So I was feeling a lot of clutter in my mind, in my life today. So I went to the temple. I sat down and stilled myself, you know, instead of trying to use the logic or my own logic, I stilled myself, tapped into the source, you know, and naturally everything started organizing itself, you know, and once I got my mind in accordance with my heart, in tune with my heart, in rhythm, in sync with my heart, then I saw, like, in my mind, everything just started organizing itself, and I could just see, oh, okay, I need to do this next, this is here, this needs to go there, you know, just start falling in place. So I just want to share that, you know, because it's not easy to go off and play when you know there's some clutter and some things undone and, you know, all over the place. So I just wanted to share that.
Well, that sounds like a really astute observation. I mean, I truly appreciate that in the sense that we all need that encouragement so that we can still ourselves and, as you said, really connect with our source. That's amazing. And I'd like to welcome to the show somebody who is certainly no stranger to organizing in order to play, our sister Rashida Ali from Atlanta, Georgia. How you doing, sister?
I'm well. Greetings, everyone.
Right on. We thank you for being on the show tonight. And just to give a little background about what you do, I put the word out in our promotion for the show that you are indeed a community organizer as well as a musician. You play flute, and I know you also are very creative in other capacities. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do and what you're involved in right now?
Well, right now I'm involved in what I would call sound healing. I'm working on a few different projects where I'm able to do my part along with a few others to basically raise the vibration using music.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had a concert a couple of nights ago. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yes. I was a part of a show with Les Nubians. I was a part of their band here in Atlanta. And Les Nubians is a group, a vocalist duo from France. And they definitely are on the same page as far as raising the vibration with music, allowing culture to flow freely and happily with the music. Just a really positive, upful vibe that, you know, everybody who heard the show, I'm sure, went home feeling really, really good.
Okay. I saw some amazing pictures on Facebook. It looked very colorful and festive, and I could feel the vibration just from the physical images alone. So I'm hoping maybe there's even some audio from that show that we'll find somewhere on the internet really soon. So those of us who weren't in Atlanta for it can certainly enjoy a vibe with it, though. We're excited for you, though, in that way. Certainly. We like to talk with people also about their signature. Now, why don't you share with us what your signature is?
My signature is White Crystal Mirror, and I really don't know a whole lot, so I'm hoping two of you could inform me what that really means.
Okay. White Crystal Mirror. That's kin number 38, in fact, and the crystal mirror. Well, it has an affirmation, as do all of the signatures have an affirmation for sure. So let's find out where your affirmation shows up, and it states, "I dedicate in order to reflect." universalizing order. I seal the matrix of endlessness with the crystal tone of cooperation. I am guided by the power of heart. Well, that certainly has a strong resonance from, you know, knowing you from the Atlanta community for a few years now, and also from some of the cooperative work we've done this autumn, which was really, really powerful. I definitely find that this resonates with you. Now, when people receive their signature, what they're receiving is an indication of their purpose and their destiny. And it's understood that according to this science, it literally takes us 52 years to complete a destiny cycle. So that means the day you were born, that you were a white crystal mirror, and you won't be a white crystal mirror on your birth date until you turn 52.
Oh,
so we
wow.
go through the cycle of life. We go through the cycle of life in order that we can actually fulfill our purpose and our destiny, or who we are and who we are becoming.
Got some work to do.
So Indeed. I love the crystal tone because the crystal tone is a tone of cooperation. It's the tone that is in the science. It's a day when people are encouraged to come together for some collaborative or cooperative effort. So that's an inherent part of your nature. And so with that, it's really wonderful. Now, I know earlier this autumn, as I briefly spoke to, we did a collaboration together with the Playing for Change Foundation on September 17th, in fact. So I just wanted to thank you, in fact, for your participation and willingness. Like when I presented the idea to you and the Atlanta community, well, you just stepped right up. You were like, yeah, let's do that. You know,
yeah.
For our listeners, say it again.
I said that was definitely a wonderful experience here in Atlanta, just to see artists come together and give of themselves, you know. And you know, other times people want to be selfish. You know, that was one opportunity for people to give and get in the habit of giving their talent. You know, the world is selfish a lot, so we got to make practice in reversing that.
Indeed. Well, I was certainly inspired by the way you jumped right in and really saw the opportunity to serve and to really uplift the community. And I know from the feedback I got from that show that Purple Crown, in fact, he performed and he loved it. He had only good things to say after the fact and just spoke very highly of people's performances and everything. And I know the Playing for Change Foundation is certainly grateful for that willingness and that effort that we were able to bring forward. So let me ask you a little bit also now, as a community organizer, you know, you have an initiative called Village Works. Now, are you planning anything for the future, or are you working on anything right now?
I am actually. I'm planning an event for second quarter, and Village Works will be working with a few artists to showcase talent, but it will be in a nonprofit fashion. So it will be unveiling of a brand new initiative that combines art and music. I'm really excited about it. I can't wait to share it with you guys.
Okay, yeah.
Sounds great.
Well, hopefully we can
wow.
have you come on, you know, sometime as we get closer to the time of the unveiling, in fact, and have you back on the show to tell us more about that.
Okay.
It's certainly something, I mean, as time is art. It's something that we're
Excellent.
Very interested in finding ways to support you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I know I'll be calling upon all the power players and the, you know, the people who give often, you know, just to build a bridge, connect all the dots, definitely.
Okay, indeed. Now, let me ask you something. You gave us a song that I want to share with the listeners, because we certainly love to share the high resonance vibration. And I've listened to this song a number of times. I love it. I love the flow. I love the feeling. And I love the title, in fact. I want you to maybe speak a little bit about what was the inspiration behind this, the song entitled Spirit Light.
The inspiration was Rising Above Obstacles and Challenges by Keeping Your Spirit Light. I know that, you know, some would call this time frustrating, particularly while we're in a transition of time. Different things take place that can sometimes make us really just need to go inside
And as he was speaking before about clearing your mind, and whether it's a form of meditation, whether it's prayer, or whatever one does to get centered, you know, it's just all about keeping your spirit light and rising above it all, almost as if obstacles never, ever existed in the first place. So that's kind of how I felt when I created it. And when I hear it, it just reaffirms that, you know, an obstacle is super temporary. It doesn't even last more than 2 seconds.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Certainly. Mm-hmm. Certainly. Okay, so from one fluid to another. Wow, you have something to share?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like, I just wanted to mention, like, when I first heard Rashida play flute, it was like, wow. It's like, man, it was just like flutters in my heart. Like, it's just powerful. I was just really loving it. So I could just really feel that she's a natural with it, you know? And it was just incredible. So I just want to let you all know, you know, like some sweet sounds going on, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to give that hail up for sure.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'd also like to say, in light of your signature, sister, as a crystal mirror, naturally a mirror reflects. And because you're a crystal tone, you're reflecting that larger body of humanity in a way. And so what you've described about this song and just recognizing the importance of keeping our spirit light is such important and valuable wisdom for this time, because as a planetary body, we are making a major transition in time and in frequency. And so high resonance like this music you're providing us with and the support for bands like Le Nubian and Jay Live. We know you got a single out there with Jay Live and our good friend Stacey Epps. You've done plenty of works with her, and I'm sure many other artists. We just really want to encourage you to keep, you know, sharing this resonance with people, because it does certainly make a difference. It really, really does. And so we're just honored to have you here on the show tonight. You know, and with that, we're going to go ahead and play this song for people. We want to thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much. For having-
Absolutely,
yes.
And we do look forward to hearing more about your works, the village works.
I will be back to tell you all about it.
Oh, we look forward to it. All right, sister, we give thanks for you. Love you, wish you well, and we'll talk with
you
soon.
And keep up the good
work. Big up. Thank you, and let's catch. All right. Spirit Light from Rashida Ali.
You are listening to Sound Synchronicity with Makua 9 Kimi Ray.
Wow. That song right there, that short and sweet, spirit-like, mm-hmm. right to the point. I mean, it just really, it just fits the theme of our show, Sound Synchronicity. So that's awesome. Rashida Ali coming with the sound vibration. And I'm happy to welcome now to our show the operations manager for the Foundation for the Law of Time, Jacob Wyatt, also known as Red Rhythmic Dragon. Jacob, in Lakesh.
In Lakesh, Makua. Good to be here.
Good to have you, brother. How was that song making you feel right there? Were you feeling that?
Oh, yeah, it was beautiful. Love it. It was so nice.
Yes, indeed, indeed. We also have our good brother Bilal in the co-navigation spot tonight. I want to introduce the two of you to each other, as you've known each other inadvertently. Now you get a chance to meet.
Greetings,
good
luck,
Bilal.
Yes,
greetings,
like
yes,
yeah.
Yeah, so good
wonderful.
To meet your voice like this.
Likewise.
Indeed, indeed. So that's the sound and the synchronicity of this all is that you happen to be a red rhythmic dragon, yes?
Yeah.
And we know today is a good blue rhythmic monkey day, so there's a lot of organizing happening in order that we might feel nurtured, indeed, as well as find greater reason to play in this playing field of illusion in this wonderful, momentous opportunity we have here. So I'd like to just go in and just ask you a few questions. In fact, you could tell us a little bit about yourself, Brother Jacob. When was it that you first became involved with the science of natural time and with the Foundation for the Law of Time?
Well, when I first learned about the Law of Time and the dream spell, it was in 2002, I think, and I had just met a friend who was talking about the architecture of the Maya civilization and how it lines up with different celestial events and how they have this calendar which comes to some kind of mysterious end at 2012. And I thought, well, that's really interesting. And it turns out she had a friend who had a 13-moon calendar which had all the dream spell signatures on it and also had the website for the Foundation for the Law of Time at that time. And I just went on there and checked it out and actually spent copious hours reading all the information on the website. And from there, I learned about a summit that was happening in North America in Idaho through the message board on the website. And it was just a gathering for everybody that's involved in sharing the new time in North America to come together and organize and, share inspiration on how to go forward. And so I went to that, and that was really activating, and met a lot of beautiful people, and it was pretty incredible because just the diversity of people that were there, who were all interested and drawn to it, you know, just really spoke to me of the universality of just, you know, the need for real fundamental change and a new vision, and it was people from all different age groups, all different types of cultural backgrounds, and it was really cool. And after that, I spent some time with some friends just going to concerts, sharing information about the calendar, and just ended up volunteering for the foundation and eventually just was able to help directly at the office when they opened the office up in Ashland, Oregon. So that's kind of the long short of it.
Wow. Well, thank you. Thank you. So wonderful. I know since the last, yeah, I guess it's really the early 2000s as I've been in communication with the foundation. I've been speaking with you the past few years, in fact, calling you from different places all over the world.
It's been
here.
Really cool, the continuity of being in touch now being able to work together like this, too, is really neat.
Oh, indeed. Can you send some calendars to here, to there? Everywhere.
Yeah, hey, what happened? They disappeared.
Exactly. it's great. So talk to us a little bit about the harmonic convergence of 2012. And if you don't mind, also maybe provide some background information on the first Harmonic Convergence of 1987.
Sure. Yeah, I'll do my best on that one. It's a pretty incredible story and just history, actually. The Harmonic Convergence of 1987 was actually the completion of a very large cycle of 1,144 years, which consists of precisely 9 52-year cycles and 13 52-year cycles. And actually, the 13 52-year cycles occur first, followed by the 9 52-year cycles. And these cycles were part of a prophecy that was laid down by a person named Quetzalcoatl, which many people are familiar with, and he was the Mesoamerican culture bringer and a prophet, and also a type of cosmically mythological entity, which brings renewal and regeneration through knowledge and culture, from what I can understand. And this prophecy said that there would be 13 heaven cycles of increasing choice, followed by 9 what were called hell cycles of increasing doom. And Quetzalcoatl left this prophecy before he left the planet. And it actually just turns out in the very beginning of the ninth hell cycle was the day that Cortez arrived in the New World. And so that was the fulfillment of the first, big landmark of that prophecy, that was the beginning of the nine hells cycle, which is very appropriate considering what happened when the Europeans landed in Mesoamerica. And from that time, so that meant that there was 9 more 52-year cycles where the whole thing would culminate and come to a close in 1987. And José Arguelles, actually, he was studying this prophecy and information basically since he was 14 years old. And through his communications with a man named Tony Shearer, he came to understand that the precise dates of the closing of that cycle was August 16th and 17th in 1987. And so he put the call out and did a whole lot of all kinds of promotions just on his own, and just faxes and phone calls. But nevertheless, because probably the fact that this prophecy was true and it was coded into the DNA of the Earth or the memory of the Earth, that even though it was just, him and a few supporters making phone calls and faxes, the whole world ended up knowing about it, about the Harmonic Convergence of 1987. And he was even appeared on the front page of the New York Times. So it just kind of points out that affirms that, this is real, this is something that's actually, occurring in alignment with, some kind of larger cycle or structure that's in place and unfolding in the cosmic evolution of the planet. And so 1987, August 16th and 17th, the prophecy basically said if 144,000 sun dancers awaken with the dawn on this day, then the cycle will be closed in harmony and it will usher a new kind of age or a new stage of evolution. And there was definitely 144,000 people. There was many more than that. And people gathered all over the world at sacred sites in what was actually the very first globally synchronized meditation ever. And it was, it represented a huge achievement in the human consciousness where they were all able to cooperate simultaneously and organize to actually do something together and synchronize simultaneously, even though the vast majority of people didn't say understand why. They heard it, they say, okay, let's do it. I've heard many people tell me, I don't know what it was, but I just heard it and I just had to go. So it was just, it was a deep intuitive knowing, I think, that people had to just participate in that. So the good news is there was plenty of people, and so we're now coming to the culmination of, the final stage of that prophecy, because the 13 heavens and 9 hells ended in 1987, and that actually signals the 25-year cycle leading up to December 21st, 2012, which, according to most calculations, is the closing of the Mayan calendar system, or, the closing of the vast cycle, which is actually a very precise cycle of about 5,125 years. So in 2012, Jose Arguelles had been talking shortly before the time he left the planet too. He was saying that he envisioned and was putting a call out for what's called the harmonic convergence of 2012, where throughout the whole year of 2012, rather than it just being a day of synchronized meditations, throughout the whole year, there'll be rolling synchronized global meditations to create a wave, a rhythmic wave of unification consciousness around the planet to prepare for the big shift. And those cycles are paced by the 13-moon calendar and the cycles of the law of time, so that it's in synchronization with the patterns of the what's called the noosphere, which is the mind sphere of the planet, and also of, according to the cycles of fourth dimensional time. So it's like plugging into a higher dimension, and then we're all simultaneous. The idea is to all participate together so that we can actually embody the harmonic rhythm there.
Well, that sounds amazing. It truly does. And I want to ask, how often do the meditations occur beginning at the beginning of 2012? How often do this rolling wave of meditations occur?
In fact, the meditations have already begun, but we're really hoping to turn up the awareness in 2012. The people who have, I think, been participating now, you know, have been plugged into the calendar for a while. But in any case, the meditations occur in cycles of 7 days and 13 days. And there's also major meditations on the what's called the day out of time every year, which will be, next year will be July 25th, 2012. There will also be a synchronized meditation there at that date.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it creates, for those who are, you know, following the calendars, as you guys are exploring, that every day has a galactic signature. You know, it means that in these cycles, every day of these synchronized meditations, there's a galactic signature as well, and so each day it creates a whole new dynamic energy that you're participating in. And sometimes the cycles synchronize, where you'll be doing one of the 7 day cycle meditations and a 13 day meditation, because just the cycles will, you know, both happen at the same time on that particular day, and so you'll have different synchronizations like that happening too.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the 7 day meditation. What's the focus of the 7 day meditation?
The 7 day meditation it happens on the 7th day of the week in the 13-moon calendar, and it's the Rainbow Bridge meditation. And it's actually, to be exact, it's a circumpolar rainbow bridge, meaning that it's a rainbow bridge that goes from one pole of the earth to the other pole. In two bands, and we have a lot of imagery of that on the Earth. But if listeners are familiar with the shape of the torus, that's basically the shape of the electromagnetic field of the Earth, and the Rainbow Bridge straddles that shape. Actually, the Rainbow Bridge exists in a certain layer of the electromagnetic field, and so the visualization is to visualize you could say the higher dimensional engine that exists inside of the core of the Earth, which actually generates the Rainbow Bridge. You visualize the various pieces of that happening, and you visualize the rainbow manifesting around the Earth, and then also taking the whole visualization and putting it into your heart, and visualizing the Rainbow Bridge around you as well, so that everyone becomes an embodiment of the Rainbow Bridge, and that the goal is by December 21st, 2012, the Rainbow Bridge will be a manifest phenomenon that everyone around the planet will actually see. When they look up in the sky, they'll see a rainbow band going across from horizon to horizon.
Wow. That just sounds remarkable. I can see it actually as you're saying it. I get the inner vision of that. It's really, really powerful. Now, you had a chance to see the video that was posted from the International Space Station, the auroral video?
Yeah, I did, and that's really indicative of just the magic of the Rainbow Bridge, because, in fact, the Rainbow Bridge, it comes from the extension of the auroras. when you see the northern lights or the southern lights, it's like that's the same stuff that will make the rainbow bridge in some ways. And as the energy increases, and because what you're looking at is actually all the people participating, they have their own electromagnetic fields, which is emanated from their hearts and from their brains. And this electromagnetic field is synchronized with the electromagnetic field of the Earth, and it's also synchronized with the electromagnetic field of the sun. And so it's like a whole system process that's happening where the sun is evolving, and it's going through its stage of evolution, and we witness things like coronal mass ejections or solar flares, but these are actually, you know, very precisely timed phenomenon happening in the solar system and affecting the evolution of life within the solar system. As we approach 2012, the current solar sunspot cycle will be coming to a peak. And so if we synchronize our brain waves through the visualization of the rainbow bridge, you know, we can harness this incoming energy to put it around the electromagnetic field. This is actually from studies of Jose Arguelles' work and him looking at how this is what he's laid down. He said, this is what's going to happen, folks. So,
So could you speak also a little bit about the, with regard to the plasmas that are caused? You mentioned the coronal mass ejections from the sun. Now, many listeners, I'm sure, are familiar with solar flares and the CMEs. Can you speak to how those plasmic output, if you will, from the sun gets collected in the Earth's atmosphere or within the bands around the Earth?
Yeah, it's really interesting, and I can say what I understand about it. It's spoken to a lot of in Jose's final book called Manifesto for the Noosphere. He speaks a lot about the science of how the Rainbow Bridge works. And there's even a website called like spaceweather.com, I think is what it is, and they keep track of when there's going to be solar flares, and then they trigger, you know, photographers and just sky watchers that, okay, there's going to be auroras now because the energy has hit. And so it has to do with, you know, the energy coming out from the sun, and these plasmas get stored. They go down into the crystal core of the Earth. Like, the core of the Earth is actually a crystal, and so it can absorb and store this energy, in other words, from what I understand. And it's like if you can imagine the electromagnetic field, it's kind of like a donut, a really thick donut that doesn't have a donut hole, but it's just pinched in like that. And you know, if you poured like some rainbow liquid down onto the top of your donut, it fills up that little cone that's at that point where the donut hole would be. If this is coming across clearly in words. So that this is what you're seeing, you know, this is trying to explain why you see the auroras there at the poles, because there's like, that's where it condenses, you know, it's in this nice little cup for it to gather there.
Exactly.
But as the energy increases, the idea is to extend it, you know, telepathically as a collective to make a whole rainbow bridge.
So telepathically meaning the people all over the world are synchronized in this meditation together, and then through their brain power, I suppose, then they're able to literally connect their auras
There was one thing I wanted to share right there is something called the Maharishi effect, which has been scientifically, there's been some scientific studies on this, and I'll just share this little piece right here. The experiment set out to show that the meditation would measurably reduce violent crimes in the city. With other possible factors controlled for such as weather, amount of daylight hours, prior crime trends, etc., it was found that in the last week of the experiment, where the number of people participating in the group meditation was at its maximum, such crime dropped by nearly 25%. The statistical probability of getting this result was calculated to be less than 2 and 1 billion.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, they estimate a very small, you know, if you're looking at it from material level, you might estimate a real small change, but you know, that's a true spiritual force, you know, spiritual energy, and when people are working together like that and synchronizing together, it creates a real a term that Jose uses, like spiritual batteries, you know, to ground and to like connect together, you know, to create the vision. And even though we're separate in space, we all exist in the same moment. We're all actually here right now in the exact same moment. And just because we feel distant through space, through third dimensional space, we're actually touching. We're all here together. And when we're synchronizing our energy like that, you know, it's like when singers are singing together and they start harmonizing and synchronizing their tones, you know, it creates real, something else there, other side from just their two voices.
Indeed. I want to encourage people as well who are listening that want to learn more about the Rainbow Bridge Meditation to visit www.lawoftime.org. And there's a tab there once you go through the entrance page that speaks to Time Ship Earth. And we want to certainly encourage people to find information out about it there. And also on Facebook, we have a page called www.facebook.com/galactic synchronization. And so we encourage people to visit that page as well. Now, Jacob, you mentioned that there were other meditations as well that happened and at some points synchronized with the 7-day meditation. You mentioned the 13-day meditation. Can you speak about that a little bit?
Yeah, that's a really fascinating one. That one was it was brought to, like, it came from a certain tribe of Maya, and the name of the tribe escapes me right now. But it's called untying the knots, return time to the sacred round, and the vision behind it is that in man's you say disconnection from natural time or entry into artificial time, that there were what's called 6 astral knots that were tied as a result of living in natural time, and these 6 knots, you know, you can embody them and you can visualize them in your chakras and visualize them untying and feeling those particular energies being released and liberated back into their natural condition. And the 6 knots correspond to, so in keeping in mind that these knots were tied from living in artificial time. So the first one is the knot of memory or cosmic memory, like, you know, your real primal memory of where you really come from and what you're really doing here. So there's a knot of memory, there's a knot of awareness, like intrinsic awareness, your own self-inborn intrinsic awareness that everyone has. And then there's also the knot of self-healing, which is all of our capacity to heal ourselves, and we have everything we need to become whole. And there's the knot of, the fourth knot is the knot of unconditional love. So we can liberate that knot to actually, you know, once again, know what unconditional love is and be able to respond to your world with complete unconditional love at all times. And then, so that's 4. The 5th one is the knot of intelligence. And the 6th knot is the knot of meditation. And so in the untying the 6 knots ceremonies that happen every 13 days, it's a visualization and tuning in, tuning into and like feeling those energies opening up and coming back to their original state. And it's as I've mentioned, since it happens every 13 days, you have the 7-day cycle, like every 91 days or so, those two cycles will happen simultaneously. So then you'd be doing the Rainbow Bridge meditation and also untying the astral knots.
All right. Can you tell us when the next synchronized date will be for those two meditations?
Yeah, let's see here. Pull out my synchronometer. The next date for the Rainbow Bridge meditation is actually tomorrow. So everyone tuning in, you can actually go to lawoftime.org/rainbowbridge, and that'll take you right to the meditation description too, and also the facebook.com/galactic synchronization. So you can tune in tomorrow, November 21st, so for people way on the east side of the planet, they're already there now. And then the next Untying the Six Knots will be December 1st on Kin 82, White Self-Existing Wind.
Okay. December 1st, White Self-Existing Wind.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
So those are the upcoming ones.
Indeed. Now, I know there's also one, and I'm not sure if we've already passed that, but every 52 on the 13 cycle meditations. I know every 52 days there's a meditation. Was that maybe the last one that includes also a fire ceremony?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the last one a couple of days ago was the fire ceremony. So every, since you're talking 13-day cycle, every four times you do that, every 52 days, then there's also that fire ceremony. And it's recommended to, if you can, you know, do it near sunrise or sunset. But I think, you know, the main point is just to do it together, you know, in whatever capacity you can.
Exactly, exactly. Well, you are listening to Sound Synchronicity on Now Time Radio, and we are speaking with Jacob Wyatt, Operations Manager for the Foundation for the Law of Time. I'm going to take a brief pause at the moment and play some music from a wonderful group that actually is no longer a musical group performing together, but they've left a wonderful archive of music. And this song happens to be one of my absolute favorites, and I find it quite appropriate for the topic and for our guest right now. The song is entitled Star People. So enjoy.
In our hearts we were one, the one was focused on us, and we enjoyed this dream, in and out at our will, saturated efficiency, star people come down, we are preparing to be with you again. We've been missing the point of who we are and why we came. And now this reality deceives us, we get caught and lose our you are
That song right there is called Star People from the group Fertile Ground. It is absolutely one of my favorites, and I certainly find appropriate to the subject matter that we're addressing right now. Brother Jacob.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask you to speak a little bit about the what is referred to as the biosphere to noosphere transition and what that means and what that really requires from us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually that song you played is very appropriate for the biosphere-noosphere transition, too. Great lyrics. The biosphere-noosphere transition is something that was first spoken about back in 1926, specifically in those terms, biosphere-noosphere transition. And what it is the next stage of evolution that the planet is coming towards has been called noosphere. And what that means is mind sphere. Noos means mind. So it's like the biosphere, where it's the sphere of life, but we're talking about a sphere of mind. If you look at the Earth, you have the biosphere. It's a sphere. It's literally a sphere of all the life that's all over the surface of the Earth and within the oceans and in the skies. That's all the biosphere. But also in the biosphere is the human being, which is a very particular type of biospheric creature that actually has the ability to self-reflect or to know that it knows or to, even have these kind of conversations. And that's actually a function of the planet's evolution in evolving its own mental sphere, its own noosphere. And that stage of evolution, connecting with the song, the star people that we're getting ready to return to being with again, has to do with that the noosphere is a stage in the evolution of planets, throughout all the universe. It's not just something happening on our planet, that there are, other planets out there that have attained noosphere. And attaining noosphere is the first step to entering what's called cosmic civilization. Because once the planet gets its own noosphere, then it's a unified consciousness. It's a celestial member. It's a conscious celestial member of the whole galactic soup, and so is now ready to be, entering back again into cosmic civilization, where we can be in communication with the star people and the larger galactic neighborhood. The noosphere also, in relation to other stages of evolution in the past, the noosphere is something that needs to be consciously enacted, because it's the human who capacitates the noosphere. It's our ability to make it happen which makes it happen, and our participation in creating the noosphere, which actually manifests it. And that's another major part of the synchronized meditations. It's to get in the rhythm and get in the groove of actually what it's like to be a completely unified consciousness or noosphere.
Mm-hmm. So something that was formerly unconscious becoming conscious of itself,
mm-hmm.
this interconnected body.
Yeah, exactly. They speak of there being an unconscious noosphere where it's there anyway. And actually, you could say maybe very recently the noosphere is there, but unconsciously. But now we're at a point where even with things like the internet and this type of technology, where we consciously are behaving in such a way that we're actually completely globally interconnected. This is like the leading up to the noosphere becoming conscious.
Okay. Wow, this is incredible. We have happened to show up at a most auspicious time. I know we use the word auspicious often on this show. I don't know a better word to really describe it, though. This is an incredible opportunity we have. If what you're saying is such that we are the ones we've been waiting for, literally, we're the ones that we've been waiting for to cause this evolutionary leap from
this separation sensibility
into really a unified consciousness. That is, that's a profound opportunity we have. Well, I certainly want to encourage people to visit www.lawoftime.org. There is an abundance of invaluable information there from the works and the research of the Foundation for the Law of Time and Jose Arguelles. I'd also like to encourage people to join the Facebook group, facebook.com/galactic synchronization. And also, we have a new open group page on Facebook as well called Synchronized Surfing. So if a person is interested in actually connecting with other people who are also participating in this process in a forum where they can ask questions or they can share information and insights from their own participation in these synchronized meditations, then we encourage people to go to Synchronized Surfing. And it's called that because we recognize that we are surfing this amazing wave of evolution. And that's the titling for such. Brother Jacob, I want to thank you so much for being on the show, Sound Synchronicity, today. And look forward to having you on again in the future, for sure.
All right. Thank you very much. It was really fun, and it's good to meet you too, Bilal. And just before I go, Bilal, what is your galactic signature?
My galactic signature is White Self-Existing Wizard. Yes.
White Self-Existing Wizard. Okay. All right. Mucho gusto.
Exactly. And certainly looking forward to some future opportunities to have you and others involved with the Foundation's work to come on and also to feature music from artists who are also in the process of creating music for the shift. So we're just very honored to have this kinship with you, our good brother, and looking forward to future adventures in the Noosphere.
Likewise, the feeling's mutual, and just keep us in tune.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much. In Lakesh.
In Lakesh.
In Lakesh. In Lakesh.
Yeah, Brother Bilal. What a show today, huh?
Yes, my brethren. Yeah, for real. I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
My,
by the grace.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Some truly helpful information and inspiration.
Oh.
We want to give thanks to our sister Rashida Ali of Village Works Media in Atlanta, Georgia, doing wonderful, wonderful things. And certainly want to honor our good friend Jacob Wyatt, Red Rhythmic Dragon from the Foundation for the Law of Time, based out of Ashland, Oregon, and helping to continue to share the works and the vision of Jose Arguelles. And we want to certainly encourage listeners to learn more about the Harmonic Convergence of 2012. As Jacob indicated, these meditations have been ongoing, actually. When we look back at the Day Out of Time celebrations that initiated back in the 90s, the reality of this rainbow bridge has already begun. And as we witness things beginning to accelerate more and more across the planet, I'm knowing and feeling, I'm very assured that we're going to see some phenomenal transformation in the moons ahead. And we certainly encourage and invite this greater global participation of people. And we see in many ways people are shifting and waking up. Many artists are expressing themselves and letting it be known that they're here and that they recognize as a bigger picture. And it's really about that unified field of consciousness. Do you have any words you'd like to share as we transition?
I had one question. You know, it's kind of speculative. I mean, what do you think the the vehicle is that Pakal Voltan is in on his, and his what do you call that?
On the sarcophagus lid?
On the sarcophagus lid. Yeah, what do you think that is?
You know, I've heard different interpretations of that artwork, and that it is actually a tree. It's represented as a tree. You know, to speak of what he's traveling in, though, you know, my guess would be that it has something to do with his light body or a vehicle that is not necessarily operating on the same qualities or properties of just the physical world. But when we speak of time travel, understanding that time is of the mind as well, it's a different quality. So I have a sense
and I think,
that it's a different type of it's composed of something differently.
And I think they say that mind is also connected to your prana, the breath, and I see like some things connected to his nose as well, and you know, which shows me like that that's a whole nother type of, I don't even know if to call it technology, you know, but it's
absolutely
just, like,
absolutely. Well, maybe we should explore that in the we need to explore that more in a show to come.
I
want to certainly, as our time is winding down, it was brought to our attention that a fellow planetary musician and artist named Randy Ponzio transitioned earlier this week in some very unfortunate circumstances, and he's a young brother in the Vancouver area. So we want to certainly send love and light to his family and friends and the artist community of Vancouver. He is going to be missed very dearly, and I was only introduced to his music today. I'd wish I'd been introduced sooner than today. However, I'm just so happy that I was introduced to his music, and I want to share something as we go out on the show tonight from this brother, Randy Ponzio, and it's a really powerful song entitled For the People. We want to encourage folks to listen to Sound Synchronicity on Sunday nights. If you don't have a chance to check us out live, then you can always check out our archives, blogtalkradio.com/nowtimeradio. And with that, we want to say thank you in Lakesh to the family and looking forward to more of the phenomenal shift that we're all experiencing now. We just send our peace and love in all directions. We give thanks. And again, this is Randy Ponzio with his song entitled For the People. Ashe.
Who is East? Who is West? We getting down and spitting peace chants for the people.
For the people.
And freedom sun burn unto the people, yeah. Who is wrong? Who is right? We spitting love meet the walls on moonlight for the people.
For the people.
And freedom sun burn unto the people. Say, who is East? Who is West? We getting down and spitting peace chants for the people.
For the people.
A freedom sun burn unto the people. Say, who is wrong? Who is right? We spitting love neath the walls on moonlight for the people.
For the people.
A freedom sun born unto the people. Say, is it gray? Is it white? Is it black, man? What's that sky? Is it angry? What's the moon? Mother's weeping and father's soon. And who the Christian? Hey, and who the Muslim? What? And who the socialist? Hey, and who the capitalist? What? Who the mask? Who the faith? Who accused? Who the blame? Where's that street? Where's that name? Who is East? Who is West?
We getting down and spitting peace chants
for the people.
A freedom sun born unto the people. Say, who is wrong? Who is right?
We spitting love neath the walls on moonlight for the people.
For the people.
A freedom sun born unto the people. Say, east it rose, western sunset, northern offensive, south soldier stand. Moon be weeping, clouds creep and move, families take shelter. Christian, hey, and who the Muslim, what, and who the
You are listening to Sound Synchronicity.